I would like to express my gratitude to your teaching. During these days, I practice following your instructions on the basics of mindfulness of breathing. I have a life issue. I had a life issue before coming here, and it usually comes up in my thoughts during the meditation period from time to time. I've cultivated my mind, associated this issue into my practice, and it's okay. I quite accept the situation and being present with contemplating the mind of my issue. However, when I go back to my normal life, I wish I could use discernment obtained from the meditation practice to solve my issue. I wish I could have a good solution. I was wondering how I include the discernment obtained from lifting up the mind to solve a life issue. I wish I could be more intelligent, brighter, to solve my life problem in a skillful way. Please advise. I think just trusting yourself is really important. You realize you've got to, that's one of the reasons why we step back and do retreats, is that we have an opportunity to see see our life more clearly, see our issues more clearly. And sometimes there's a perspective comes in that, oh, that would be useful to apply. And, you know, sometimes it seems really clear when we're sitting in meditation, but then going back into our daily life and with the different things coming all at once. And that's where it's helpful to have a daily practice, that you set time aside for practice. That's also where, you know, sometimes, you know, where we, you know, events and issues might just sweep us away sometimes or seem overwhelming, but then it's important to just give oneself the time to step back, and it might not feel like, you know, why. You know, I remember one person he was a student of Ajahn Chah, a disciple of Ajahn Chah, He moved his family to Bangkok after the, because there was a American Air Force base in Ubon that closed when at the end of the Vietnam War, and so the economy kind of tanked, and he moved his family down. He was a sort of young aspiring businessman. And I remember him talking to me and saying, you know, I always took Ajahn Chah and the practice with me. And he said, I had my shrine room. I always kept the precepts. And every day I would sit at my shrine. He said, and sometimes it wasn't as if I was meditating or doing anything very calm. Sometimes all I could do was sit there and cry and tell my sorrows to Ajahn Chah on my shrine. He said, but I did it every day. I always gave that time to practice. And I think that's a really helpful perspective, because sometimes I've got to try to get my mind peaceful. I've got to be mindful, and you know, life picks us up and carries us sometimes, but it's important to have that anchor of giving oneself the time to settle, even if it doesn't feel like one's settling very much. Just giving oneself that time on a regular basis really carves that time out and gives an anchor and a perspective for one's life. So and it's really and you know, just coming on retreat like this is a great opportunity to, you know, so there's perspectives and reflections and ways of contemplating that have been seeded and that one has probably had some insight into oneself, and it's learning how to take that back into the world, into one's life.